Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hi, my name's Hayley Quinn, and it's 2016. Yay! This is my Attraction HQ podcast. And you know what? I am so glad 2015 is over. I don't know if you're with me on this one. I didn't like that year very much. I found it quite difficult. So it's a new year. It's a new start. And what I wanted to do today really is, this is one of two podcasts that I'm producing for you guys where it's just me. Usually I have a fantabulous guest on here and we discuss all issues to do with sex, dating, love, social stuff, how you can become a more attractive guy, how you can find it easier to approach women, how you can kind of get your stuff together, how you can build a beautiful relationship, all those things. But for two podcasts, because my podcast released on a Friday and I thought, well, two of them fall over Christmas and New Year's. So I'm going to go even more renegade than usual and take over my own personal airwaves and just do a podcast directly from me to you. And that's really because I think Christmas and New Year's, brilliant in some ways, fresh start, 2016, yes, love it. However, slight issue with that is sometimes I think that those periods of time can be quite challenging as well. It's really easy to look back on a year and feel a bit like, ugh, about it, or to not know quite the right step or the way to step forward into the future. So this Attraction HQ podcast today, it is sort of about how to meet more women, but it's also about how to just kind of like, you know, let's make this next year way better than the last one. Even if last year was really good and you loved it, we're still going to try and top it this year. Let's make 2016 amazing. So I just had a few points I wanted to just talk through with you today, really about how you can goal set more effectively, how you can maximize those opportunities, how you can feel the fear and do it anyway. So these are all the steps I think you need to take a good 2016 happen. And I don't know what your goal is. Maybe you want to meet more women. Maybe you just want to meet one woman. Maybe you'd finally like to come over that fear of saying hi to a woman you like, or you'd like to be able to express yourself better. And when you find someone attractive, freaking be able to say it for a change. And these are solid steps that, you know, if I was working with you one-on-one, this is like the first stuff we'd go through anyway. So this is what I want to share with you today. The first thing that I think is going to hopefully change your life in a very positive and good way in 2016 is turning up. Oh, yes. Big difference that I noticed between single men and single women. Single woman has all of her time booked out from here until the rest of eternity. She's got a thriving social circle. She doesn't like to sit in by herself. She's got loads of friends, loads of social commitments, coffee dates, lunches, brunches, dinner at her friend's house, parties that she wants to go to. And this is really because for women, and you guys might not know this, one of the few big levers that a woman has in her life to maybe meet more people is to show up to things. It's to have more visibility. It's to have a bigger social life. She doesn't necessarily think about how she can approach more people. In fact, she doesn't think about that at all, but she does think about how she can become more visible and how she can just come across and meet more people. So she'll be maintaining one hell of a social life. Single guys, on the other hand, I find, and this might be your instance, you know, after university is over and that, you know, their friends start getting married up, tend to be a bit rudderless, you know, maybe don't have the biggest social circle. And so we'll be spending a lot of time by themselves, you know, heading home after work, probably working really long hours. You might be feeling tired. You might have some additional business projects or personal development projects or fitness projects on top of your day job, which just leave you like flat out exhausted. And the result of this is that basically men and women never meet each other because she's going out all the time looking for you and you're staying in all the time thinking about how you can meet her. So the first thing you want to do is actually turn up. I want you to sit and think, okay, what are the events that are going on in my local area where the kind of woman I want to meet is going to be turning up, that she's going to be hanging out at? Then you need to start, even if you don't do any approaches, even if you do nothing that involves speaking, even if you just go, it's great. So go spend an afternoon in a coffee shop with your laptop instead of spending it in your home. You know, go somewhere with your book, sit in a public space. Join that fitness class you wanted to go to. Take up dance. Do something that's kind of girly and female orientated as well, where she's likely to be. And you know what? Familiarity breeds attraction. And if a woman is in a zone where she's looking for a new partner, she's going to be looking in all of her most immediate areas and her immediate social circles, the immediate places she's going and she's hanging out. And she's going to keep one eye open for someone that looks like a potentially good candidate. So there's a lot to be said for turning up and the little adventures that lead you on. One of the things I'd like you to turn up to is something that makes you have fun. Fun and playfulness. Oh, so important. If you're on a date, there's got to be a point right where you're laughing loads. Because I think one of the beautiful things about love and romance is it allows you to access a part of yourself that's a bit more youthful, a bit more innocent, that like has a laugh, finds things funny, is playful, is silly. And we never, ever get the chance to do that in our day-to-day lives. So if you can be a bit silly, then we're doing something wonderful. Now, if you maybe have a job that requires you to not be silly, I would advise supplementing it with something, you know, making sure you're at least laughing or making fun of yourself or finding the humor in one of the many like difficult situations that life tends to throw at you. A thing that you can do, which could be kind of cool, is when you're having that fun and when you're going out and doing stuff, is to maybe do something like go to a public speaking workshop, do improv, do something, drama, dance, yoga, something that's in your body, something that's going to make you laugh, something that's going to allow you to not take yourself too seriously. Because a lot of the time, if you're struggling with your conversation skills with women, it's because you're getting stuck in kind of too much of a logical frame of mind when you're engaging with women and you're kind of trying to talk to them like you would to your clients and your colleagues. And in fact, it's a whole different gear shift. So instead, I want you to think about what can you do to introduce more fun into your life? What can you do to be silly? You could even consider, you know, doing a little social prank. I'm very good friends with a guy called Sasha. He does a load of them. You can find him on YouTube. He's pretty easy. Sasha, S-A-S-H-A. And one of the funny things he does is, you know, he does social pranks, which kind of make you feel awkward and make you look like an idiot. But there's something in that that's really freeing. And if you're struggling to kind of get the words out when you meet a woman that, you know, you find her attractive or you're struggling to tease her or anything like that, I bet there's a lot of good that can be done by turning up the silliness factor in your everyday life. In line with that, doing something you're afraid of. And this doesn't have to be to do with meeting women. Actually, I think sometimes if you can get a bit better at conquering and managing your fears in other areas, it will kind of give you a bit of an upward swing of momentum. For me, weirdly, I always had a fear of foreign languages. Because, you know, I had a kind of poor upbringing. The only French phrase my dad could say was part avion. because of that, I felt like, oh, I can't go on foreign holidays. I'm no good at this. This is made for posh people that aren't me. You know what? Overcoming that fear and beginning to get through the awkwardness of me trying to like pronounce some French and learn it was, you know, that was a jump for me personally. Now, you might be there and you might be a polyglot and you might speak like 10 languages already. Well, it's going to be something you're fearful of. And there's a real thing about jumping in sometimes when you're fearful. It's like if you want to approach a woman, if you spend 5 minutes walking up to her, she'll walk off, you'll bottle it, you'll feel uncomfortable. You need to put one foot in front of the other sometimes in life and stride confidently into the future. And in doing that, what you're going to find is that actually it's just the moment, you know, the build up to the moment is what bit you don't like. When you're in it, you'll be flying. So feel some fear and jump in. Another thing that I want you to do to add to my list, there's actually five things on this list, but I decided for some reason not to count through them. This is actually thing number four, is to do something nice for other people. Oh yeah. If you feel like maybe your self-esteem isn't where it should be, you find it hard to talk highly of yourself, for whatever reason, with dating and relationships, women or friends, that you're not as confident as you are in other areas of your life, a really lovely thing that you can do to actually build a bit of self-esteem and confidence is altruism, which means kind of like doing stuff for other people where you don't expect to get anything in return. So a little act of daily kindness. Oh, it's a lovely thing to do. It could be that you volunteer for a charity. It could be that you, you know what, I think charity often starts at home though. So, you know, if a friend's not feeling well, you know, don't wait for them to ask you for help. Go and offer it. If there's a little old lady that lives over on the side of the corridor from you, put up some shelves for her. Do something that is not to do with you and is just to do with giving something to someone else. Because honestly, the feeling you get from that, the dividends that it gives you in terms of like feeling just glittery and awesome about yourself and like you're just a stand-up person, that has a major knock-on effect to how attractive you are to other people and how much things you have to talk about for yourself. If we're always focused on ourselves, we can get kind of too much in our own heads and be full of doubt and worry. You're full of doubt and worry and anxiety, particularly around women and relationships. You need to get outside of your own brain. Do something in your physical body, go for a run, go to the gym, or do something for someone else. That's generally a very, very good tonic to getting rid of those feelings. And the last thing I want you to think about, which is really the crux of like making it a great 2016, not great 16, we're not in the biblical times, 2016, is to develop better daily practices. It's good to do things every day to make habits and to make sure you stick to them. And if you've kind of flirted with the idea of maybe getting better at meeting women or your love life in the past, but it's never really connected for you, I would imagine that's probably because you're not doing things with enough regularity in that sense. You're probably not doing enough that keeps momentum going. You're probably starting a bit and then stopping and then giving it a month and then forgetting everything that you've ever done. So rather than setting massive goals for yourself, like I will have a girlfriend by Easter or I will have 16 numbers by the end of the month, I don't know what you might think. But the best thing to do is instead of putting like a big goal on something or a number on something, just try and do something every day that you know is going to be helpful towards your goals. And that could be, it could just be that you send 3 online dating messages out. Not that I'm a huge fan of online dating, but you could do that. You could speak to 1 person a day. Now, you might not see 1 person a day you're attracted to. So let's just say 1 person, man, woman, or beast. And you just begin a conversation in order to be more social. Maybe it's that you do something that you crack a joke. You try telling a joke every day. So you work on that playful, funny side. Something done every day is a lot better than saving up all your energy for allegedly 1 day of the week where you're going to spend 3 hours approaching women and then feeling so much hesitation, anxiety around that you don't do anything anyway. Daily practice is really where it's at with some of these things. So when it comes to 2016, you can change everything and you can literally make this year as awesome as you want it to. A very wise thing I read recently is that it doesn't get easier. It's not that 2016 is going to be mystically better than 2015. But you know what? We can learn some lessons. We can roll with the punches better. We can get better at dealing with people, better at letting stuff go, better at representing ourselves. And then 2016 will be better. So it's not that the year gets better, but you get better. And you can get better and you will get better on a day-to-day basis if your mind is in the right space, if it's focused, concentrated, and you got your goals laid out. Believe me, with the will, where there's a will, there's a way. And with the right motivation, you can change the world and you can definitely start with changing your life. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, I just want to say thank you for your listen. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to be back consistently every single Friday throughout 2016 with a fabulous show guest talking about stuff like the first 2 minutes of conversation or how you can kiss a woman or how you can feel more in touch with your masculinity, all that good stuff. But just for me, for you today, happy new year, guys. Have a really good one. And I'll be seeing you through on the other side. And check back next week, where I'll be back with another Attraction HQ podcast, talking love, sex, dating and relationships from a totally different and weird perspective. See you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.